And here is our regular segment on science and technology. Let's start with the first story, which is about two female scientists from CONICET that received the annual L'Oréal UNESCO Prize for Women in Science. These are two researchers of CONICET that were recognized for their work on the fight against cancer. The 13th edition of the L'Oréal UNESCO National Prize to Women in Science was handed over last Monday. The winners are Dr. Vanessa Gotti-Fredi and also Maria Florencia Cairol. The winners were recognized for the work in the category Life Sciences. Gotti-Fredi, who's a main researcher at CONICET, was awarded for her project on the identification of new drugs that can be used in the design of accurate treatments for breast and ovarian cancer. That means that Gotti-Fredi studies why a cell becomes cancerous and how chemotherapy works, in the hope of making this therapy more accurate and eventually replaced by a better option. This is her talking about her work. I'm head of the laboratory at the Leloir Institute, BA. Our research project focuses on finding new treatments for breast and ovarian cancer. We focus on a defect that is the loss of certain proteins, and that facilitates cancer. But at the same time, this is kind of an Achilles heel for the disease, and that allows for a treatment to take place. In that regard, it is possible to develop drugs that more accurately attack only the cells that have this Achilles heel.
A células que no tienen ese talón de Aquiles. Es ahí donde nuestro grupo se decidió a trabajar.
The other winner was Maria Florencia Cairol, who's assistant researcher at CONICET at the Biomedical Research Institute of Buenos Aires Catholic University. She was awarded for her project on the optimization of oncological treatments with low side effects of different types of malignant tumors. Basically, we work on the effects that thyroid hormones have on tumor growth. Specifically, I have been working on the search for new treatments and on tumor biology. The project looks for new types of therapies for different types of cancer, including lymphomas, breast cancer, and melanomas. And it is not to seek new therapies, but to improve the existing ones. In the context of the awards, the Science Secretary of Argentina, Lino Varagnao, stressed the need for women to participate more in science, not only because it's their right, but also because they provide a different vision. Because in general, women researchers have a different focus. They tend to apply knowledge in order to improve the quality of the others. An Argentine researcher will be chairing the International Union of Pure and Applied Physics. It's the first time someone from Latin America, Silvina Ponce Dawson, has taken office, and the second time a woman has a chair over the organization. CONICET's principal researcher will be appointed to the final position after the organization's next assembly, and in the meantime she will be an interim head. Dawson, who works at the Physics Institute of Buenos Aires, was appointed as interim chairwoman and has been effectively appointed as the next formal president of the entity after the 2023 assembly. In cooperation with the United Kingdom, Argentina advances research on antimicrobial resistance. Argentina and the UK promoted international cooperation in the field of antimicrobial resistance, AMR, with a MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, signed by the Ministries of Health and Social Development of both countries last year. As part of this binational initiative, a joint call to support research projects was launched between several entities of both Argentina and the UK. For that reason, this week, a meeting has been held between Argentine and British researchers in the city of BA, during which five projects selected for funding were presented. During these days, during this series of gatherings that will end on Friday, scientists and researchers will discuss how to manage the crucial global problem of antimicrobial resistance and how to translate research results into policy and action.